This is a tough one. You know, I've been around a lot of football in my day, and you go into a game like this in December, and you're the team with everything to lose, and you have a team, a rival come in like Oakland, and I said it earlier in this week that we love to spoil it, and we had our opportunities today, and that's what's so frustrating. We just missed opportunities. It's kind of been a tale of all of our losses, actually. Big plays in the run game, defensively, opportunities in the red zone offensively. I thought we did a good job in the special teams today. I think the Oakland, when they come out, they pride themselves in winning that part of the game. They figure that that's going to be a definite win for them, but our guys fought. And then down the stretch there, with, I don't know, what, 70 yards to go to score, with 2 minutes or something on the clock, we just feel like we're going to get off the field and win this one. And so certainly frustrating.
Fourth and 10. Talk about frustrating. You had them get off the field and they make a completion there with their quarterback who wasn't even supposed to play today.
You know what? Towards the end there, all that stuff started bunching up. I don't even know exactly what play you're talking about. I know we had a defensive interference play there that got him down the field. We were fighting there. We had a lot of young guys today step up. You know, Ronaldo Hill didn't play. Bruton stepped up and made big plays for us. Tony Carter stepped up and made big plays for us. Unfortunately, at the end, he wasn't in there. This is a film we got to go and we got to watch. I don't know how everybody's going to ask the questions. You know, what happens now? You know, what does a playoff picture look like? You know, obviously, we can't worry about that. We got a lot of problems here. A lot of things that we need to focus on and fix as a football team, just trying to get better and trying to get to where we want to get to. And that's just being a good football team week in and week out. And we got to watch this film. I know we got a tough Philly team on the road next week. So we'll digest this, look at what we can do better, and go out and try to get a tough win on the road.
Bonnie, they averaged over 7 yards a carry. How are they able to have so much success running the ball against you guys?
All week we preach this, going into this game. You know that they have a young quarterback coming in. They don't want to put a lot of pressure on this guy. The run game's going to be big. They got a three-headed monster back there, big bruising backs, physical, fast. You just got to know that's going to be part of the game plan. Make it easy on their quarterback. And we didn't step up and answer the challenge. I mean, quite frankly, that's just what happened. It seems like they changed the running game up a little bit. They were doing a lot of cutting it back to the backside, and no one was there. You know, after watching them all week, they're zoning to stretch to one side and putting their foot in the ground and cutting it up the field. And, you know, today they were just cutting it straight backside. So, obviously, we showed them something in our film and our previous games to say, look, there's a weakness there. And we didn't see it. And so now we have. It's something that we got to fix.
Next two games, must win, in your opinion? Is it must win from here on out?
I would imagine so. You talk about December. You talk about if you have any opportunity to advance. We have no margin for error. The sense of urgency was supposed to be today, and unfortunately it wasn't. So we have to turn it up, and it starts today.
Is it a devastating loss? Would you consider it that, especially with the way it came down in the final 2 minutes? Or is it? How do you bounce back?
Certainly disheartening. You know, right now, of course, everybody's down. You know, it looks bleak, but in the grand scheme of things, nobody expected us to be here. And we still have a lot to fight for. You know, we go out and win in Philly, who knows what happens. So for this team, I mean, there's no quitting us, if that's what you're asking. We have to go out and win, you know. And that's been our goal all season. And no doubt for the Blazers' push towards the end of the season, it's huge for us. Tough road for us. We've certainly dug a big hole for ourselves. But we have to step up.
As the run defense, you mentioned that a lot of people are going to point at that and point a finger at that. But that goal line stand was pretty impressive.
You know, we showed some flashes at times of some really, really good football. No doubt about it. And this team, I mean, we're capable of that. We just have to be more consistent. I mean, what an unbelievable – I mean, the feeling after stopping – these guys had 260 yards rushing on us, and then they get down to the goal line and can't get in. You know, I think it's second and goal on the two or something, and we stop them for a yard loss, and then Andre Davis, McBean, all these guys step up and make the big play on fourth and goal. And that's why you play the game. But we have to be consistent, and we're not right now.